It's Friday, so Rafer Guzman, Newsday film critic, joins us to talk about movies. And in honor of the movie that you're going to talk about today, I have a little quick trivia question for you, Rafer.
Okay.
In the original Conan movie, how much time passed before Arnold Schwarzenegger said a single word?
Boy, that's a good question. I'm going to say I just watched it not too long ago. I would say
2 hours.
40 minutes?
It's actually 20 minutes,
20
which
minutes.
Is still
okay.
Amazing to me.
Still
and obviously that original Conan with Arnold Schwarzenegger is the one has become iconic for us.
Yes.
And we have this new one, which, first of all, let's find out if you liked it, but how it compares with the original.
Well, one thing I love about the original Conan is that it is just a ludicrously, unapologetically macho film.
And cheesy, yeah.
Yeah, very cheesy. A real camp classic, but it's totally earnest. Did you know it was co-written by Oliver Stone, the original?
I did. And he wanted to place it in a futuristic society, actually.
Yes, that's right. I heard that. Well, so that's what I love about the original Conan. The new Conan just doesn't have that same kind of real, genuine macho quality. It feels a little...
crossover?
A little light in the sandals to me. I mean, I think it's very pat. It looks a lot like Clash of the Titans. It's a lot of the same kind of sets and special effects we've seen before. And the real problem is Jason Momoa, the new guy who's playing Conan. He's a former model. He's just too good looking. And he has to play Conan as the sort of charming swashbuckler. And I just don't think that's what you want out of Conan.
There are some similarities with Schwarzenegger, though, because the star, Jason, admits he's not a good actor.
Is that right? Well, he's not terrible in the film. It's just that I think what you want out of Conan is he was supposed to be this big, dumb ox, you know,
yeah.
This strong, powerful sort of, you know, the logical extreme of masculinity, right? And Jason Momoa is a little bit more of an Errol Flynn or something.
Oh, he's too refined.
He's a little, you know, he's, yeah. In the original Conan, do you remember there's a scene where he's crucified on a tree and there's a buzzard on his shoulder eating his flesh?
Yeah.
And then Conan whips his head around and eats the buzzard? There's nothing that good in the new Conan.
All right. Know? So you're saying go back and rewatch the original
yes.
if you want to see Conan this weekend. Let's move on to another movie with Jim Sturgess and Anne Hathaway sporting an English accent. This one's called One Day.
You know, we've never actually met.
Actually, we have. Several times.
Oh, have we?
You gatecrashed my birthday party, called me Julie, and spilled red wine down my top.
Ouch. Well, I'm sorry about that.
No, not at all. You were delightful.
No, was I?
No. No, you weren't.
All right, so what do you think of this one?
Well, I liked the book a lot. The book is a wonderful, wonderful book. It's one of the best things I've read in years, and it does a really good job of showing why these two people, you know, who meet on the same day, you know, one day, they meet on the same day for 20 years. And the book does a really good job of showing why these two people are attracted to each other but never quite manage to get together. And the movie just feels a little too pat. I think the two actors they're both too good looking. They both seem sort of too intimate, too familiar with each other. You never quite understand what's keeping them apart. And so when they finally do get together, which is no spoiler, I don't think, there isn't that sense of, you know, kind of, you don't really feel the strings coming
right.
in.
The book
you know?
Is kind of messy and
and the movie's just a little, yeah, it's a little
too
yeah.
clean.
It's too movie-ish.
And our BBC correspondent says bad English accent also.
Yes, indeed.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for the Newsday and Takeaway film contributor. Thanks so much.
Thank you.